Please get the blood pumping like a good old Michael Stanley tune. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Dogs of War pregame. Each week before the game, Raleigh or myself will release a 5-minute pregame episode with all the relevant info, Stefanski quotes, news, injuries, spreads, and more. It's the quick and dirty version of the podcast, and you'll get it every single week. This pregame is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped. Do you want the best razor I've ever used? I know you do. The Lawnmower 4.0 is the real deal, folks. Waterproof and all. They have grooming products for men and women, so you can all check it out at manscaped.com and use promo code FANSIDED20 for 20% off and free worldwide shipping on your first order. That's manscaped.com, promo code FANSIDED20. Dub Bears are coming into First Energy Stadium at 1 p.m. Eastern, Sunday, September 26th. On television, the game can be found on Fox and radio on 92.3 or ESPN 850. Now, before we get going, let's head on over to Berea to hear Coach Stefanski's thoughts on the game.
Okay, good to see everybody. Excited for the challenge this week. 1-1 Bears team coming into our place. I think it's going to be a great challenge, really, for our offense, defense, special teams. I got a ton of respect for this coaching staff. So we got to really focus on playing our best to try and get a W. I'm also excited. It's alumni weekend for the Browns, so we're going to induct some guys in the Legends this evening. So just to, for me to meet some of our alumni, which I haven't been able to do yet, I'm really looking forward to. And then just, you know, our fans, they were really, really good last week. And like I told the team, we have to be better. I have to coach better. Our players have to play better. I'm expecting a little bit more from our fans even this week. We can affect the game when we're playing down there on the lake. They have a major effect on the game. They have a rookie quarterback starting, making his first start, who a lot of our fans are probably used to cheering for. And in this case, we got to make life really hard on their offense. So expect everybody in their seats at kickoff, and then really, really expecting everybody to be loud throughout. Don't wait till third down. So that's my challenge to our fans this week. And again, they were great last week. I'm asking them to be even better this week. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Kevin, we saw in the injury report, Odell is no longer on there. Does that mean he's playing Sunday?
Yes.
All right, the first order of business is we must always abide by whatever Coach Stefanski says. So shotgun that last beer and do one more body shot around 12:30 in the Muni lot or the pit or wherever you are and start making your way into the stadium to be there for kickoff. Secondly, no, you're not dreaming. Odell is indeed back in action and starting this Sunday. My pants are a bit damp too. Let's remember it's the first game back in a year, so don't cry when he's out there on a pitch count. The Bears enter this weekend 1-1 on the season after barely beating the Bengals, little brother, last weekend and losing to the Rams in week one. Unless you've been living under a rock or the 480 bridge, as always, shout out to our listeners under the 480 bridge, you'll know that Andy Dalton is injured, so former Ohio State phenom Justin Fields is getting his first career start. Now, we're not ones to brag on this podcast, however, I did predict he would start this particular game many months ago, but that's neither here nor there. As for the Bears injury report, as I mentioned already, Dalton's out. Safety Tashawn Gibson, remember him, is doubtful with the hamstring, and nose tackle Eddie Goldman will be a game-time decision, which means he's probably going to play. For the Browns, Taki Taki is unfortunately out with a hamstring, and Chris Hubbard is out with a triceps injury. From the Dogs of War weather room, Sunday's weather will be sunny skies and a high of 72 with a low of 62. Now on over to the Dogs of War sportsbook. As of the recording of this episode, the Browns are currently 7-point favorites with the over-under set at 46 points. Cleveland is 1-1 on the year against the spread. Let's go run the ball down Khalil Mack and Cruz Throats on Sunday. See you on the other side. Go Browns.